All right, welcome to the regular city council meeting for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll get started. Item number two for presentations. We have no presentations for tonight, so we're going to move on to item number three, which is citizen input. If we have any citizens here that would like to speak and address the council, you can come forward, state your name and address, and then try to keep it to about 3 to 5 minutes. It's for anything that's not on the current agenda. Come on forward.
Hello, my name is Susan Ariano, and my family is at 16222 Ramsey Boulevard. And I am just coming to ask a question of everybody, if you guys are aware of how much everybody, most everybody in the city of Ramsey would like to have chickens and where we're at with that.
Yes, I think we can take that question.
We've got great news for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mayor, Council, our animal ordinance was revised pretty substantially, I think back in 2022, early 2022, and we expanded really a lot of the properties that could have animals regarding chickens, even goats, if you would like it, down to, I believe, a quarter acre lot. So really almost any property within the city of Ramsey can have some type of what's typically considered like more of a livestock animal. At the time, it was the idea of allow the chickens and ducks and things of that nature. So I think for the vast majority of properties in Ramsey, they are allowed chickens or other types of animals. There's a calculation in code that dictates how many animals and how many head of each style of animal, and you add them together and things of that nature. It's based on parcel size. So that could be a limitation to some properties, but for the most part, almost every property is allowed chickens and things of that nature.
Beautiful.
I was on the council when we passed that, but I forgot the number. Was there a limit on chickens?
It's a varying scale based on parcel size.
So you can check the city code. I believe it's on the city website, city code. It'll actually spell out the animal ordinance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But yeah, chickens are allowed. Roosters, I believe it's 3 acres just because of noise and danger, but chickens
right.
are good to go.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming forward. Do we have any other questions from the community for any topic not on the agenda? All right. Hearing none, we'll move forward with a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstains? The motion carries. Moving on, motion to approve the minutes. Looking for a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstains? The motion carries. Moving on to item number six, motion to approve the consent agenda.
So I would like to remove, maybe I should have done this earlier, but I would like to move 6-9, I believe that's the one here, to the standard agenda.
All right, so we have a motion to approve the consent agenda with the exception of moving item 9 under the consent agenda to item 8-3 of the regular council business. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Not. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Anybody oppose? Anybody abstain? The motion carries. All right, moving on to the public hearing. We have no public hearings for tonight, so we'll move on to item number 8, council business. First item would be adopt ordinance 25-04 North Star truck and RV parking, rezoning and site plan review, 15861 Jarvis Street Northwest.
Mr. Mayor, council members, this is part two of what we reviewed 2 weeks ago. The site is about 11 acres in size, but only about 7 1/4 of it is within the city of Ramsey. The other 3.8 acres straddles the line into the city of Elk River. The zoning districts are a little different. Their side is I-3, our side is I-1. Their version of I-3 is a pretty intense zoning, industrial zoning district. Our I-1 is a pretty light industrial district. Both are guided similarly in their comprehensive plans as kind of an industrial business park district. The air photo that's here was taken in the spring of last year, where you can see a lot of semi-trucks and other things parked. And that's roughly the time when we got some code enforcement complaints on the property that all this activity was going on without anyone knowing about it. So on our side of the line, that's just a big parking lot for trucks is not an allowed use without a building. On the Elk River side, it is something that's allowed as a conditional use. So the applicant property owner went through the CUP process on their side of the line and got essentially an approval for their side with some requirements about putting a fence up along the county line, city line, and then dealing with us separately. Well, with some back and forth, there was a petition that was made to detach the property from Ramsey and put it into the city of Elk River, just so that it has consistent rules. The city council, our city council at the time, said that they did not support that action and wanted to figure out a way to make this all work. So staff worked with their staff and we came up with an idea for a planned unit development, essentially a tailored zoning district that both cities could adopt. This is an excerpt from our zoning code about what a planned unit development is, something that you can't otherwise achieve it through standard zoning, and it's got some unique characteristics. So straddling the line is pretty unique. So it does need to be in conformance with the comprehensive plan, which it generally is, and we can set development standards for the site, basically, its rules. The applicant hired an engineer who designed the site to meet both cities' requirements for pavement, parking, stormwater management, landscaping, grading, kind of the whole shebang. These are the latest set of plans. There are some little tweaks that need to be done that the applicant's engineer, we think, is still working on, but nothing that's problematic. The landscaping plan that they're showing for meets both cities' codes. Perimeter landscaping around it for our tree requirement, as well as some screening to the golf course to the east. These are some pictures I took back in January. These are the same ones that I showed you at the last meeting. On the Elk River side, Jarvis Street, they do have a decorative fence with some screening mesh to hide behind it. Inside the site, there's a residential property that's in Ramsey along the north side. The site plan does have the required buffer zone from that. But I also noted back then that there are things out there that neither city allows. So being that these pictures are old and wanted to give the applicant a fair shake after cleaning it up, went back out there last week, snapped some more pictures and found those problems have gone away, but new problems had shown up. So more vehicles that are inoperable. You see these have the flat tires, expired tabs. These are clearly vehicles that came from the auto auction that shouldn't be there. Same with semi-trucks that were not in good repair. The black Dodge looks like it went through a rollover. So trying to stress with the applicant of getting the site cleaned up. All the vehicles do need to have proper licenses. And this is a parking lot. It's not a storage yard. That's basically what the approvals that both cities are in the process of granting. Because our city code doesn't allow for salvage yards, storage yards, wrecking yards, things like that anymore. Likewise with Elk Rivers. Also, there's a dumpster company that's renting some space out there. I know the applicant's been working to get some of this cleaned up the past couple of days, and he can describe things a little further of how that's going. But so since our last meeting, the ordinance conditions are the same, just limiting the site to parking for semi-trucks, trailers, delivery trucks, RVs, campers, motorhomes, fifth wheels, boats, construction equipment such as backhoes, dump trucks, and the like, and personal vehicles that are related to any of those. So if someone is an independent truck driver, they drive their car to the site, pick up their truck, go do the work, come back, park the truck, hop in the car, go home. Can't be used for dealers, inoperable, junk vehicles, or the like. So we're still working on those final plans to fill in the blank. Hopefully that will come soon. And again, all vehicles properly licensed and operable. Some requirements of the fire department and police department. So one of the requirements of a planned unit development district is that the individual uses within it needs to have a site plan review. In this case, it's going to one and the same. So should note that within that resolution that Elk River, being that they've been through the process a little bit longer, require this to be wrapped up by November 1st. All the pavement put in, stormwater, landscaping, everything done by then. So that would be in here. We do require a development agreement that's basically putting up a cash bond to say you're going to do the work, do it on time according to plan, and if you're dragging your feet on anything, we'll cash it in and go finish it up. Or if it's early, just restoring the ground to a clean enough state. So we're almost done. So tonight would be the final from the zoning and site plan standpoint. At some point in the future, when we get those cost estimates from the developers or the applicant's engineer, then we can bring forward a development agreement. But hopefully that will be soon. So the Planning Commission reviewed this at their meeting a couple of months ago now and recommended approval. This has gone back and forth between you and the Elk River Planning Commission and City Council. So things have been updated a little bit, but generally to what the Planning Commission has seen. You can make any modifications that you choose within the ordinance or the site plan resolution. And your last option is you could just deny the rezoning ordinance and then direct code enforcement to work with the applicant about getting the site vacated. Being that this is a rezoning, you do have a little higher level of discretion when it comes to denying something, but still, since there is a loose conformance with the comprehensive plan, you do need to articulate a few reasons other than you just don't like it. So the two proposed actions are on the screen. See, Mr. Beckman, the applicant is here tonight, and him or his family can speak a little bit more.
Would the applicant like to come forward and discuss? Okay, come forward, state your name and address, please.
Hi, council members. My name is Melania Wanyagra. I live at 21011 Peony Lane, Rogers, Minnesota, 55311. I'm going to be representing my father today. So in regards to initially the business, the reason why we never ended up coming to get permits or anything was my father wasn't under the... He didn't know that he needed all of these paperwork and stuff. He just thought that he could buy a land and then open up a business. And then that's why, like, none of the paperwork was done or the permits. But then once, you know, the city intervened and started requesting all of these requirements, we believe that we've been working with the city and the city of Elk River going back and forth the past 2 years, and we've been trying to comply as much as we can. In regards to, so the truck, so essentially the point of the business was to be an outdoor storage. We weren't coming in to thinking that it was like a parking lot, you know, with all these regulations and stuff. We just assumed that it was an outdoor storage. People could come, drop off, you know, their trucks, their boats, their RVs, dumpsters, you know, it was one of those things. And so yesterday, we have contacted the guy who rents out the dumpster spot, and we told him that we can't, you know, accommodate that anymore for him, and we gave him a notification that he has to find a new place to go. So in regards to that, like, we are working with that. The vehicles from the dealer, he already removed all the vehicles that he had there. Initially when he came, he had, I don't know, close to like 60 vehicles. And since then, we've been telling him to, you know, remove them and stuff because we, like Ramsey stated, that we can't have any dealer cars on the property. So he's been doing a really good job at removing them. Yesterday we had, or this morning, he took away the last two cars that were on the property. So that's all gone. In regards to the semi truck that Todd had brought up, we were under the impression that when Nikolai came to speak with you, you stated that we could have at least 3% of vehicles that were not completely operable, because many truck drivers come or they have an accident, you know, whether they hit a deer, you know, they have a fender bender or something like that. If they are not totaled, they would be coming back to the property and wait for new supplies to be, you know, delivered, new headlights and things like that. So that's why we thought that if the truck drivers can come to our lot, if it's not a totaled vehicle, because usually if it's totaled, it gets hauled away. It doesn't, you know, nobody can drive it anymore. So, you know, from what we understood, Todd said that we could have 3% of those vehicles on the lot. So we don't even have 3%. We only have those pictured vehicles on there. And then, yes, those photos that he did show are very old. Things have changed. You know, if you guys were to come by the property, like, you can walk it. Like, we don't have any of the stuff that was pictured, you know, from the old photos. Do you guys have any questions?
Any questions from the council? I don't think so. I think our questions will be for city staff after this. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Questions for our staff. Councilmember Riley.
Mr. Larson, can you confirm? I thought I heard you say that some of those were new photos since our last meeting that we just discussed this.
Mayor, Councilmember Riley, yes, the pictures without the snow were taken last week on Thursday.
Okay, so those are new.
Yep, and the snow ones were towards the end of January.
Okay, can I have another? So just another question. So I know you heard or said Elk River said the paving has to be done by a date certain. When I read our resolution, I don't read the word pavement anywhere, and maybe I'm missing it because it's hard to read it all, but I see plans, and there's no date that says it needs to be done, and is the pavement actually included in the plan? Like a requirement that there's pavement?
Bear with me while I pull that up. In the resolution, the site plan resolution, condition two, that the applicant enters into a development agreement with the city and provide the necessary sureties guaranteeing the work will be done according to plan and completed on or before November 1st, 2025, as agreed upon by the applicant.
Okay, and then so that covers, the development agreement is covering the pavement?
Yes.
Questions from the council. I do have one question. It appears that after we went through the ordinance the first time, the there's been new vehicles that have came at, or that came out of the lot from via the pitchers. Sounds like they're saying that those vehicles are now removed. If in the future those infractions continue to happen, what is our enforcement? What is our enforcement ability look like?
Mayor, council members, we could have code enforcement send out a nuisance violation. First offense, $75, and then the ticket goes up from there. Up to $500, and then eventually court.
Okay. Any other questions?
Well, not a question, Riley. But now, can I open discussion then? I'm sorry, I'm not good, but... last time we talked about this, I was already concerned about not following rules. Never in my life did I think that they already wouldn't follow rules before we even came to a final decision on this. I think if we pass this, we are opening our staff up to a never-ending code enforcement, and this is our time to stop it. They already haven't followed the rules.
Okay. Council Member Buescher.
I'm going to stay consistent tonight. I voted no last time. I'm grateful that the family's here today to share their side, and I do welcome you to the community and would love to come out and see your business if this passes through. I'm grateful to have new businesses come here and try and work with folks to get above board, but I will say that I typically would like us to hold our standards for zoning and for things, and so moving forward would like us to try and work into that space versus trying to meet people where they're at sometimes with these things.
Anybody else with some input?
I'm going to remain consistent with my last vote also.
Anybody else? If not, Councilmember Specht.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess based on the feedback, it sounds like there's some initial confusion and it sounds like they've corrected the issues that have been there. One thing that kind of stands out to me, I know from last session, our last meeting, talked about, some of the site improvements they have done, and it's really a site that's not going to be used for much else, and how they've cleaned it up and have done improvements, and it sounds like the traffic's not going to be an issue and other things, so I'm going to be supporting it, and I think it'll be a good addition for a semi-truck parking, as I mentioned last time as well. I know we recently redid some of our code and where somebody's going to be parked, and we didn't want them parking on streets, so it would damage our streets and things. So this is great to kind of go along with that and give them an alternative place to park for somebody's. And so yeah, I'll be supporting this.
All right. Do we have a motion?
I motion to adopt ordinance number 25-4, rezoning property from I-21 to a PUD at 15861 Jarvis Street Northwest.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Right, we have a motion and second. Discussion. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll state real quick. I think I'm going to be voting yes because I do believe we are a city and we do have need for some of these services, but we do have standards, and I thought it was clear after the last meeting what those standards were, and it seems, as Councilmember Riley already stated, that those standards have already been violated. So I think you have to be very careful going forward because the eyes are going to be on you. Obviously, you want to assume your best intentions. It is frustrating to have a violation that soon after the first, after we met the first time. That being said, this is property that you own, and you're invested in it, and I think pulling that rug out from underneath you in the last second does not necessarily warrant the violation that you did, but I would just caution you. This needs to be held to the proper standard. It needs to be upkept. We can't have this turn into a rummage lot. It needs to be done properly. So I will be supporting it, but I would just definitely encourage due diligence and paying very close attention because this could go sideways. It could have gone sideways for my vote. Any other discussion before we vote?
She has a question.
Sure. Yeah, anybody else before for that? Okay, if not, you can come forward. You don't have to state your name.
In regards to the violation, we're confused on what was broken since the 2 weeks ago, because I feel like I've been, you know, in contact with Todd and telling him, like, everything we're doing. We have reached out to everybody who didn't have their tabs. You know, we did tell him, hey, moving forward, we have to have everybody tabbed. So if you could please explain what violation you're referring to so that we can be, like, aware of it.
Yeah, and since I spoke on it, I will state what my understanding is, and then the city staff can correct me if I'm wrong. But from my understanding, when the case first came to us, there was pictures taken of violations. We addressed that those needed to be cleaned up, and then presented tonight was new pictures of what I understood to be new violations. So if there was no vehicle there after the first meeting and there is a vehicle that is not in good repair there during the second meeting, that vehicle was brought onto the property after the first hearing. So I'm not sure if I'm understanding that correctly, but city staff can correct me if I'm wrong.
Mayor, that's generally the case, though I'm not on the property every day. I was on the property basically on my way to the Elk River meetings each time, the three times I was over there. And then most recently, it was just last week. So things have changed on the property, but those meetings were evening, so it wasn't best for pictures. So,
okay.
But so it's mostly with, sorry, Mayor, yep. Mostly with the car dealer who's buying from the auction.
Sure. Okay, so we could litigate this, but I mean, I think it's just important. Perception is reality. If it looks like there are rules not being followed, mm-hmm. they're going to be enforced. So I would just encourage you to make sure that we're just above reproach on all the activities going in and out of the lot.
Yeah. We received an email from Todd stating that by the next city council meeting that like ABC should be corrected and done. And that's exactly what we have been doing. So, you know, with the photos, he asked us and we literally cleaned up everything that was asked. So the violation isn't really, I feel like, isn't fair, because once we received that email, that's when we started, you know, like, hey, like, everything, we got to clean this out. We have a city council meeting. We can't, you know, be in, like, not working with the city and stuff. So I feel like we have been cooperative and we've been doing the best that we can.
Okay. Would you like to ask that question?
Well, yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Do you clearly understand the rules now?
Yes, we do.
And city staff doesn't have to email you to tell you what needs to be done?
No, we understand.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so we have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? If not, this is a roll call vote.
Councilmember Olson?
Aye.
Councilmember Peters?
Nay.
Councilmember Speck?
Aye.
Councilmember Stewart?
Aye.
Councilmember Buescher?
Nay.
Councilmember Riley?
Nay.
Mayor Heineman?
Aye. All right, we'll also be looking for...
So it passes, right?
It passes. Yeah. Looking for a motion to adopt resolution...
I can't count.
The next resolution. Do we have a motion to adopt the next resolution?
Thank you. I motion to adopt resolution number 25-028, approving site plan review for North Star Truck and RV Parking at 15861 Jarvis Street Northwest.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Oh, go ahead, Councilmember Buescher.
I just want to say also that I'm sorry that this may have been confusing for you, and I know that and understand that some of these ordinances and rules and the way that cities function isn't something that's clear for everyone. And I appreciate the collaboration and work that you guys are doing to try and meet those standards that have now newly been given to you. I do want us to keep in good contact with you all. So if you have any questions moving forward, don't think that you can't reach out just because we did ask you guys if you understood it now. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be questions in the future or that we can't work together to make sure that we're all trying to get to that common good. So thank you again for being here and working through all of that.
Any other discussion? All right, if not, we have a motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
And any abstains? All right, the motion carries, passes. Thank you. All right, moving on to item number two, introduce ordinance 25-06, amending chapter 26, rental residential dwelling units.
Mayor, council members, I don't have a presentation on it, but basically what is in front of you in the draft language, for the most part, is what we have discussed in the past several work sessions about updating our rental program to require only the background checks on the property managers in consistent with state law, not doing anything that's above and beyond that. There are also a couple of cleanup things that we forgot to take out from a few months ago when we got rid of the crime-free housing program aspect of it. There were still a couple of spots that was still in there. And then we also noticed that we have agent listed in some spots when it should have been manager, because we don't define agent, but we meant it to mean the same thing. So we have that. Also in there is a clause about the council having the authority to adopt a policy for the procedures, and should the ordinance pass at the next meeting, then the rental inspections policy that you've been working on can get formally adopted. So tonight would just be the introduction of this ordinance, and the next meeting would be the adoption of the ordinance and the policy.
Thank you. Any questions for city staff? All right, I guess I would be looking for a motion. Councilmember Buescher.
Just want a discussion more than a question, but I just want to say I'm going to oppose this tonight, and it's because I believe that city staff drafted a good policy previously. I don't think that myself or this council or previous council are subject matter experts in this area, and I think that our city staff is. They're qualified and more than qualified to understand what this looks like. So I just want to be clear as to why I'm opposing this tonight.
All right.
Mayor.
Yes.
I should note that the action tonight's on the ordinance, and staff is perfectly fine with the ordinance. The policy would be up for discussion for the next meeting, but we can talk about the policy and make tweaks again, too.
Thank you. All right. I'll be looking for a motion. Councilmember Riley.
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance 2506, amending chapter 26, residential or rental residential dwelling units.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Discussion. Would anybody like to discuss anything regarding this? Councilmember Specht.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. I do want to thank staff for all your hard work on this. I agree. I mean, we've heard this last council, this council. We've had a lot of great back and forth, learned a lot from you guys, learned a lot from people that came, from a lot of sources, and that's how we make great things, is by learning from each other. So I appreciate all your work. I know this is just the ordinance, but, you know, all the work for everything. So you guys are great, and I look forward to implementing this and then the policy as well.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Mr. Mayor,
this is a roll call. I got a couple of you. All right, roll call vote.
Councilmember Olson.
Aye.
Councilmember Peters.
Aye.
Councilmember Speck.
Aye.
Councilmember Stewart.
Nay.
Councilmember Buescher.
Nay.
Councilmember Riley.
Aye.
Mayor Heineman.
Aye. All right, the motion passes. Moving on to the last case for council business, which was previously on the consent agenda, which is now item 8.3, which is adopt resolution 25-069 to update the policy for the recruitment application and interview process by appointing city board and commission members and chair member term rotations. Council member Specht, pulled this one off.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Mayor. Sorry, I was saying our commissions are such a great asset to the community and to our cities. I really appreciate them. A couple years ago, one policy we implemented or thing we implemented was to say, you know, let's put a term limit on the chairs. That way, as we get new people involved, you know, there's great opportunities to have other people get involved in leadership positions. And that is often a stepping stone for other things within the city as well. And we thought that was a great idea. And I still think that that's a fair idea to get new chairs periodically. You know, we had some examples, and they're wonderful people, and they do a great job. But we had some chairs that were there for 8-10 years, and we thought, well, maybe we should try to encourage people to get some new chairs and kind of who lead the meetings and run the things and get some fresh ideas. So the other people would still be involved. They just wouldn't be leading the meeting. So that's the initial thought behind it, and I still think that's a good idea. I guess that's why I wanted to pull it, and I won't be supporting that change. I will say, with that being said, I think the difference, would, as we mentioned, we talked about this in our work session a little bit, was our EDA, Economic Development Authority, and they're really their own entity required by the state. They have their own budget and things, and I do think in that case, because of being their own entity, they can do what they want. That they, if the chair wanted to continue on there, they could. So that would be the one exception. You know, I'd be fine with the EDA, but otherwise, for the rest of the commissions, I think it's good to keep that policy in place.
Any questions for staff on this one? I know we covered it during the working session. If not, we'd be looking for a motion. Councilmember Riley?
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 25-069, updating the policy for the recruiting application and interview process for appointing city board and commission members and removing content within the policy addressing the chair member term rotations.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion, a second discussion. I just want to echo what Councilmember Speck said. I was on the council when we initially implemented the policy, and the idea was to mix it up within the commissions, give additional citizens the opportunity to move into those positions and just continue to keep it from being too stagnant. I think it is a great idea to have some longevity in the position. However, I do think there are some limits to that longevity. I think 10, 8, 10, 12 years is a long time, so that's where the initial recommendation came from, was to break that up. I do believe, however, that that 2 years is probably too short. However, we didn't come to agreement on the time span. Instead, we just there was consensus to take away all the limits on the time span of the chair, so I will also not be supporting this for those reasons. All right, any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed. All those abstain? Anybody abstain? All right. Motion carries. Moving on to Mayor Council staff input.
Thank you, Mayor. From a legislative standpoint, I'll note just two items. Our Senate file 1981, the sales and use tax exemption for construction materials related to the water treatment plant and trunk water main improvements. We do have a tax committee hearing tomorrow morning, so I will be down at the Capitol testifying on that. We will be sending positive news that a couple years ago when we first got it adopted, our project estimate was about $3 million higher than what it actually came into, so less of a budget impact from a state standpoint. Should be positive news that they hear from us. And then our bill related to TIF District 14, that's the core district out here. We did have a hearing in the Senate Tax Committee on March 12th. That bill allows us to pass some interfund loans and makes it clear that we can pay ourselves back for expenses related to hard infrastructure through future tax revenue. We did, like I said, we had that committee hearing, and it was, that bill was laid over for possible inclusion in the Senate omnibus tax bill. So seeing some success on a couple of our efforts, and we'll continue to monitor the efforts down there at the state level. And then I'll also note some upcoming meetings. The Red Cross is hosting a blood drive at City Hall tomorrow, March 26th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the Planning Commission meeting will meet this Thursday, March 27th. City Council and some staff will have a strategic planning session on Tuesday, April 1st, and then City Council next meets on April 8th.
All right, thank you. Anything from the council? Councilmember Buescher.
Just want to remind folks that there are still two open positions on our police department that you can apply for. And I also wanted to thank the citizens that interviewed this week for, or last week, I guess, for committee positions. It's really important that our folks are getting active and involved in the city. So thank you to those that interviewed, and congratulations on your new positions.
Anyone else? Councilmember Specht.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to recommend people head out to Lord of Life Church Saturday and from 10 to 3, check out the 4th Annual Ramsey Makers Market. I have lots of fun crafts and things there, so go there and spend some money, have some fun.
Anybody else? Councilmember Peters.
Again, I want to plug the Dash and Dine on May 17th, 5K. You get $10 off on a food truck, you get a T-shirt. Who's with me?
Moving on.
It's a hard I penciled
Dan maybe.
In.
It's
I penciled
a hard maybe.
Keep pushing it. We're going to get somebody. Thank you.
I just also wanted to echo, we have the two open police positions. Thank you again for the residents who came for the commissions and the boards. And then lastly, just for all the residents, just keep an eye on the Ramsey Facebook page. That's usually where I find most of my news that Ramsey puts out. There's lots of really cool activities that are popping up here this summer. Too many to name, so just keep an eye out. I think it's important that Ramsey continues to invest in the community. They're continuing to do that, and there's lots of information on what's coming up on that page. So, all right, anything else? If not, looking for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, a motion by Councilmember Olson, second by Councilmember Peters. All right, any further discussion? Not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are adjourned. Thank you.
We do have a Star Watch party too Friday, but can't name them all, buddy. Can't name them all. So could you feed it? Wild bunch of dude in jail.
Yeah, what did you get in trouble?
They're fine. They do set up.
It's the it looks like an annual disclosure for being on the